Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeff, I just got to tell you, hello to all the millions of Mouthing Off Nation that we have watching and listening. But let me tell you, Jeff, what I am shocked by is the Colorado Rockies. 9 wins, 50 losses already. 50 losses. Can you imagine? I mean, it's like, what are they doing? They smoking something out there, and it's just not working.
Well, they have an incredibly good farm system that is not ready for prime time yet. But by the time that those kids are ready to come up and play the game, the front office will probably be gone. The manager will probably be gone. The fans will definitely be gone. And it'll be a whole new era in Colorado. But the problem with playing in Colorado is that if you're a pitcher, you know that the ball is going to travel. So routine fly balls, you know, make it to the wall. Warning track balls make it over the wall. It's a difficult place to pitch in. And from a hitter's perspective, yes, you hit a few more home runs, but I don't think there's that much of an advantage from a hitter's perspective. So you really have to chase pitching that can work in Colorado. And when they find that magic mixture of hitters that can hit and pitchers that can pitch in Colorado, it's magical. They made it to the World Series. You know, it feels like a decade ago, maybe a little more. But
that's when Clint Hurdle. My understanding is they brought Clint Hurdle back to be on the bench.
The problem is you throw out a bunch of AAA guys and major leagues and you are not going to win games, but it's hard to lose this many, which is why it doesn't happen very often. We were literally talking about the Chicago White Sox being so terrible last year, but now they're...
Yeah, but these guys are the worst. I mean, come on.
They're the second worst team in Major League Baseball. Hey, we're going to get into NFL, NCAA, NBA, NASCAR, the WWE, and of course, Jabroni of the Week, but we got to run, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. Find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, my boy, Stephon Diggs. I mean, these jock sniffers can't leave the dude alone. I mean, he's going to the Patriots. Great organization, loves being there. And he went out on a boat like you and me do and have a good time. Hey, if we have a chef, we have everything. We do it first class, folks. And, you know, what's wrong with that? They knew. Grable knew that he was not going to be there.
If you are planning on going out on a boat like Stephon Diggs, first go over to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, including on a boat. Made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges, it's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com.
And that's what Stephon Diggs said. It's comfortable, and we're having a good time out here in this beautiful sunshine. And what's wrong with that?
It's a good thing to show up for off-season training. This was not a mandatory OTA. It was a voluntary OTA. They knew he wasn't going to be there. He's out on a boat. He puts up a video, and you're right. All of these jock sniffers decided to say, ooh, he's going to be a problem. They got to get rid of him. The Patriots made a bad signing. First of all, a lot of people are Patriots haters because they had a dynasty. They won a lot of Super Bowls. They went to even more Super Bowls. The Tom Brady and Bill Belichick era was a great era for the Patriots, and that has not worn off on the jock sniffers. They still hate the Patriots.
Yeah, and that's sad. They're fixing to get a little bit more Patriots coming up with who Vrabel and his boys are putting together. Drake May is going to be the next coming of Mr. Brady.
I'm not going to go out on quite that thin of a limb saying that there's a chance that Drake May will be the next Tom Brady, but Mike Vrabel can put together a football team that can win with a good quarterback and a good system and a good team. They've got an ownership there that obviously doesn't mind spending money to bring in good talent, which they did in Stephon Diggs. He's on a 3-year, $69 million contract. 29 of that is guaranteed. It says here he's dating Cardi B, which that would be the one reason why, if I were the Patriots, I would probably be a little skeptical of his decision-making, but not going out on the boat.
Yeah, but you know something? He wasn't with her on the boat.
Well,
so what does that say?
That's why he was able to put the video up.
Come on. Yeah, I mean, he was at the NBA basketball game with Cardi B. When you're around the boys, you got to show off your wares, and that's what he did.
Stephon Diggs is going to be just fine. The Patriots are going to be better than they were last year, which I know is not a high bar to set, but they will be good, and there's not going to be a problem with Stephon Diggs. He's been a pretty good guy for his entire career.
He was great in Houston.
Yeah.
And you know, with the Texans. And I just really hate that he left the Texans because he was that good. He was a game changer. And he's going to do the same thing for the Patriots. This guy's really good. He's no joke.
The Texans made some good decisions on moving on from guys so they could do a rebuild. It happened a little faster than they expected. So it's easy to look at these guys that are still studs in the league and say, I can't believe the Texans moved on from them. But I feel like Houston was looking at a long rebuild and they hit gold in the draft on a quarterback, and that's a rarity, and it looks like they're back in contention. But good for him, good for them. Everything's going to be fine in New England. Everything's going to be fine in Houston. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley got the Madden cover curse, Eddie.
Yeah, he did a reverse leapfrog, as we call it in pro wrestling. That's what he did for the cover, a reverse leapfrog, which is cool. I think that he's going to be good. I don't believe it's a curse. Yeah, I'd be thankful you got it.
Well, when these things come into the zeitgeist, it's for a reason. Hopefully Saquon Barkley does not suffer from the Madden curse. He will be on the cover of Madden 26, so look forward to that. June's here, and that means that Bill Belichick and UNC are now on the clock.
You know, the $10 million deal run out. They don't have to pay $10 million to get rid of him now.
Yeah, it's
$1 million buys Bill Belichick. And $1 million to an NFL team is nothing.
The reality of it is that Bill Belichick went to college football, which was bizarre to me because he is not the kind of guy that you see putting up with a bunch of young, inexperienced kids playing the game. He is a field general, and that is not the kind of guy that goes over very well with the NFL players anymore, way less with college players. So it's going to be interesting to see. If I was a kid going to the Tar Heels, I would be thinking to myself, I'm getting an opportunity to play for one of the best coaches of all time, but I'm a 50-year-old. I've learned enough in life to realize that that's kind of a blessing. He's going to be dealing with some huge egos that are not deserving of the ego just yet. And you heard me on this show say that I would be stunned if we made it to college football season and Bill Belichick ever showed up on the sideline of a North Carolina game. But every day that passes,
he'll do a year and he's going to have a winning year.
It's tough.
And then he's going. Then I believe he may go somewhere. I don't know.
I don't know that you can do that, though, Eddie. How do you, in 1 year, turn around a football team that hasn't been bad, but they're in the ACC? It's a tough division, and they've never been the top of the ACC.
Well, it's called money.
That's a thing now. Now you can spend money and bring in players.
Road has plenty of money.
Yeah.
Do you realize? I'm going to just tell you from a basketball standpoint, that Cooper Flagg, you know how much he made? He was a freshman.
Yeah.
Do you know how much he was paid and he made just in 1 year coming out of high school? $28 million.
And
that's insane. That will buy you a hell of a football team.
It won't buy you a football team. The difference between basketball and football is that there are five guys that matter on a basketball team. There are probably 10 to 15.
Let's put it in this way. Texas Tech bought themselves a football team, a new football team, and only spent $10
million. SMU did the same thing. They came into the NIL and brought themselves back to the prominence they knew when they were illegally playing players. So it can be done. I don't know that
it won't work. It won't work in Texas in the SEC. You know why? They're paying Arch Manning $8 million. The SEC is like NFL. It really is.
Well, the thing is,
like huge numbers.
Football is a whole different animal, though. When you're dealing with five players, look, you can never have a Shaquille O'Neal of football. It can't be done. You can never have a Michael Jordan of football. You can have guys that are really good and you complement them with guys around them. So let's take Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes for an example. You can put a team around them that can win. but they can't do it on their own. In basketball, you can almost, LeBron James proved that you could do it on your own. He went to the NBA Finals 2 years in a row after Kyrie Irving left and basically dragged mediocre teams into the NBA Finals. Basketball is a whole different animal. In the NFL, one guy cannot change the face of your team.
Yeah, if he's a great quarterback, he can. Absolutely.
It's arguable. I mean, it takes him a few years to step into that role.
That's the New York Giants.
Well, the fact of the matter is that
Cleveland Browns.
You're making my point, though. Those teams suck. The Cleveland Browns had Baker Mayfield.
And they blew it. They let him go.
The New York Giants had Daniel Jones. They've got quarterbacks that should be able to win games, and they can't do it because of the team sucks. Anyway, why do people in the media want to fire Bill Belichick? Because he hates the media, and they hate him.
And he's a winner. They hate winners. Have you noticed that, Jeff? They talk about you like a dirty dog when you don't win, and then when you win, you're worse than a dirty dog. You're a yellow-sucking dog, and that's sad.
Yeah, they're not really talking about the kids that Bill Belichick has brought into North Carolina. You know what shuts up everybody in the media, though? Winning. And if Bill Belichick can go into North Carolina and change that franchise, that school around, and make them a winner in 1 year, then nobody will be able to question Bill Belichick's decision to go to college, his ability to coach in college, and his ability to coach in general. They will all be forced to shut up, which is what I'm being forced to do right now. We got to run to a break. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
They got some drunken guy overseas that loses bets on the Houston Astros. Now he's threatened to kill Lance McCullers. And McCullers is a second-generation pitcher. And they're trying to kill him and his family. And it's just, I mean, come on, man.
The thing is that, as we know, keyboard warriors are a thing. And this is some drunk moron who lost probably a big bet that he shouldn't have placed. Probably had his house mortgage.
He probably didn't even know what a baseball is.
You never know.
Overseas.
Well, you never know. But the fact of the matter is that he made a threat. The Astros, the Houston police, and MLB security were all notified. Astros owner Jim Crane hired 24-hour security to surround Lance McCullers' family and home. And this was before they figured out who it was. They thought it could be someone local, could be someone that had access to the McCullers, but it turns out it's some moron overseas. He was never going to do anything. He was keyboard warrioring, and that was a hard word to say, warrioring. But
yeah, and all they did, Jeff, what pisses me off is all they did was just let him apologize and didn't lock him up or nothing.
Well, I don't know this guy's history. I don't know what the situation is. If I have to put myself in the shoes of a person who had this threat made to me, and they come to me and they say, hey, this is a guy who has had the same job for 20 years. He's got a wife and family. He got drunk, made a bad bet, lost, and then got behind his keyboard and made a very stupid mistake. And I probably would accept the apology.
Well, do you know how many times people have threatened to kill me? I mean, come on, Jeff. I mean, you can't back up from these dumbasses. You got to put your foot on their throat and just pound them. I mean, you can't back up from them. You just can't. And I don't give a damn if you work for 20 years. I don't care if you got 4 sniveling ass kids. I don't care anything about you. When you threaten me and my family, I'm going to take you from a bull to a damn steer. And I'm not even going to think about it.
Well, let me ask you this question, Eddie. What should the punishment be for this gentleman?
Well, when you threaten somebody's life, he needs to do some jail time, and they need to sue him and put him in his place. I don't care. Hey, look, you know, I don't care if he's – what is he all of a sudden representing FanDuel? I mean, is that the fans that FanDuel wants? I mean, come on. To go threaten a damn major league pitcher and his family. You know, when you threaten a guy's family, I mean, that's crossing the line right there. When you threaten his kids and his wife, I mean, something needs to be done about it.
Yeah,
they need to stick a tampon up his ass and let him know that, hey, you ain't gonna be saying that about me.
I think that he probably suffered quite a bit of embarrassment. He had to be brought in for questioning. I feel like this guy probably learned his lesson, and I'm assuming it's not some criminal who they look at as an actual threat. I'm sure when they showed up, this guy weighed 125 soaking wet, probably not threatening at all whatsoever, looked like the kind of guy that from a 12-hour flight away.
He's one of those guys that's got a battleship mouth that overloaded his rowboat ass.
Yes, I'm saying that exactly. That's what this was somebody that is not capable of doing the things that they threatened
time.
Over.
Jail time is what that son of a gun needs.
Well, this guy's lucky that Judge Eddie was not over this case, because he is getting away with just making an apology. And I guess Lance McCullers had the opportunity to press charges or not press charges. He, I assume, has chosen not to press charges, and this whole thing can go away. But what has not gone away in Major League Baseball, which I think... a much bigger travesty than death threats that would never be followed through on at Lance McCullers Jr. is the fact that after being thrown out of baseball, blackballed by every team in baseball over something that they were found not guilty of years ago and not getting another opportunity to come back in and play, Trevor Bauer won a $310,000 civil judgment against the woman who accused him of sexual battery. And this is a stain on Major League Baseball that I hope gets projected on walls. Everybody knows about it, and they have to at least atone for the fact that this guy, who was a phenomenal pitcher, who had nothing but success in his future, could have won World Series with the Los Angeles Dodgers, was signed to a huge contract, lost all of that over an accusation that turned out not only to be untrue, but worthy of a countersuit and winning $310,000, which I'm sure Trevor Bauer would trade in a moment to have those years of his career that he lost over this absolute nonsense. And Major League Baseball.
Yeah, because, I mean, for what he did, hey, let me tell you something. When you're blackballed, Jeff, I know a little bit about that.
Yes, you do.
$310,000 is nothing but compared to what you would make. I mean, this woman needs to be really, really to show these. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't care if you're a man or woman accusing somebody of something like this. That is serious stuff. And you just cost a great ball player his career.
The reality of this is, and I don't know why this hasn't become a thing, because there have been so many more of these accusations. There was just recently one popped up. I don't remember who it was, but it's still happening now, these accusations. And it started, in my mind, it started with the Duke lacrosse team. They were falsely accused.
Oh, yeah.
They were drugged through the ringer. And we're talking about kids here. It turns out it was all a lie. And that woman, I don't think did any time. I don't think she had to pay any penance. She probably got a job through DEI at some law firm, and they get away with this. And it's terrible that there's not more. You want to talk about the drunken overseas better. I want Judge Eddie to throw the book at this woman. She needs to serve jail time for sure, because she ruined.
Let me tell you something. I'd throw more in the book at that son of a gun.
What are we going to do now? I mean, the kid's lost everything. Maybe, you know, I hope he sues Major League Baseball and wins a substantial amount of money. He's too old to make a comeback. I want to say he's 32. Not too old to still be in good shape as a pitcher, but he hasn't been playing.
You know, you only have so many years as a pitcher. And as you, when you get in the 30s, that's when your body starts saying, "Hey, Bubba, you're not going to throw 92 anymore."
And you have
to
stay.
That breaking ball is not going to break that way. And you know something? That woman, shame on her.
Unfortunately, $310,000 is all he's going to get out of her. That's the way it played out. It was in Los Angeles. So, of course, you know, not exactly the most judicially sound place in the world. So
they let crooks go every day.
Oh, yeah.
They let O.J. Simpson go, didn't they?
Well, I mean, he was found not guilty. I'm not going
to. Oh, please. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say, when a guy writes a book, if I did it, then I'm going to start to question his innocence or not. It told me he did it.
Instead of if, he should have been when I did it.
Yeah. If it didn't fit, you had to acquit. But
that was one of the greatest lines of all time.
Yeah, I know. Johnny Cochran, forget about it.
Johnny Cochran, that old bastard went to work for Morgan & Morgan. You remember that?
Yeah, well, the funny thing about Johnny Cochran is I think he was we were just talking last episode about the mouth of the South, and I feel like Johnny Cochran was the Jimmy Hart of lawyering. If it doesn't fit,
he's a con man like Jimmy. Hey, I'll agree with you on this. He is a con man like Jimmy Hart. Absolutely.
All right. So we covered a lot of Major League Baseball here. We're short on time. The Pacers are going to meet the Thunder in the NBA Finals. This is a nightmare for the brass at the NBA because they hate when small market teams face each other in the finals. They are so sad when a small market team makes it to the finals. When two make it, it is devastating to the brass at the NBA. So they cannot be happy with this matchup. And to make things worse, the Thunder are a minus 700 over the Pacers. The Pacers are plus 500 to win.
The Pacers are going to beat OKC.
I believe this.
They're going to beat them in six.
I have a weird epiphany feeling deep in my soul that this Pacers team is going to beat the Thunder in the finals, and I need to put some money on it, Eddie.
Well, yeah, and call our boy Pat McAfee.
I feel like this Pacers team, there are a couple of guys that have been around for a long time that have suffered through the not being good enough to get over the hump that are going to make a huge difference in this finals. They've got veteran presence that's been with that team and wants to win it for the fans in Indianapolis. And they've got a young stud who I still feel is extremely underrated. I just feel like this is a team that could finally break the Reggie Miller curse and win finals for the Indiana Pacers.
And they've never won.
I know.
And that's what's so cool. This is good for the NBA because it gives us the medium market teams hope that hey, we can win.
I personally thought that the Knicks were going to beat the Pacers. Now there's all this talk about whether or not Towns is going to be the guy. They're talking about potentially trading Towns for Kevin
Knicks
Durant.
Fired the coach.
They fired Tom Thibodeau, which I think was a good move because I think this team was better than what Tom Thibodeau.
Okay, who are you going to replace him with?
I have no idea who they're going to replace him with, to be perfectly honest with you.
Jeff Van Gundy?
Even his brother would probably be a good coach.
He's a New York legend.
I don't know who they're going to replace him with. I'm sure they're going to bring in a younger guy. Tom Thibodeau was basically a veteran they were bringing in to coach that team. So I think they're going to learn from that mistake and bring in a younger guy that can maybe get along with those players better and get more out of them. But New York's not done. Indiana and Oklahoma City is going to be an exciting finals.
They're done for this year.
They're done.
All we need to talk about is the Pacers and OKC.
Hey, we're going to talk about this because the Pacers, as you said, have never won the NBA Finals.
Neither have OKC.
And we're going to talk about all of the teams that have not done so after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If there's one thing we know about dads, it's that they're not easy to shop for. Enter Kohl's. They've got everything from Nike golf gear to his favorite Levi's jeans. And you can save 20% on other finds like Flex Athleisure and Izod workwear. So if you're not sure what to get dad for Father's Day, you know where to go. Shop Kohl's now. Select styles. Offer ends June 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to Nike and Levi's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
That's right, we're back. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, I was thinking about old Chuck, which is Charles Barkley. I was thinking that, you know, he played with the Phoenix Suns, and they had a hell of a damn team. They never won either.
They made it to the finals one time, if I'm not mistaken, and they were beaten by Michael Jordan and the Bulls. A tale as old as time. What happened? Yeah. How come that guy never won a championship? Oh, they made it to the finals, but they were beaten by Michael Jordan and the Bulls. Or after that, Allen Iverson, he was a great player. He never made it. He never won a championship. No, he made it to one finals, but he was beaten by Kobe Bryant and the Lakers. So the funny thing about the NBA, especially before, you know what? I can't even say that because Golden State and Cleveland had runs just recently. It seems like there's more parity now than there was for a while there. But I mean, if you look back in time, it was the Celtics, it was the Lakers, it was the Celtics again, it was the Pistons, then it was the Bulls, then it was the Lakers, then, you know, San Antonio, and then Golden State.
Like the Spurs. I mean, you look at the Spurs, they had a hell of a run.
Yeah.
They went, well, Popovich is going to go down as one of the greatest coaches in NBA history. I mean, that guy's really, really special.
He's only good at one thing, though, coaching basketball, because everything else comes out of his mouth completely moronic.
Well, I didn't. We're not talking about that. But it's like he's in La La Land. He's got some good weed down there in San Antonio.
He must have some. Hey, I hate to use that as our segue over, but I will say this: if you are harboring illegal drugs and you are worried about getting busted, then the guy that's going to show up at your door and bust you is our boy Lenny over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Greg Popovich, you probably should go get some.
Well, absolutely, especially down in San Antonio. Yeah, you know, I want to give a shout out to my boy Cowboy Bobby Garrett in San Antonio.
San Antonio is looking like a team that's on the up and up, but they have won a championship. Oh, yeah. The teams that haven't, this is a really long list of teams that have never won a championship.
I was shocked
in the NBA
when I read that list. Well, I wasn't shocked from Orlando Tragic, your team. I mean, that they couldn't. Oh, I hate that team.
I'll tell you this. I'm not sure. Let's go through this list in a way that makes me very happy. The Phoenix Suns, we already discussed, lost to the Bulls and Michael Jordan. The Utah Jazz made it to the finals, lost to the Bulls and Michael Jordan. The Orlando Magic made it to the finals, lost to the Houston Rockets, which was a team that when Michael Jordan retired became the champions. They won championships 2 years in a row. They're second against the Orlando Magic. The Brooklyn Nets, I feel like they've been before, but I can't remember when. The Jason Kidd era, actually, and they were beaten by the Kobe Bryant and Shaq Lakers. The Indiana Pacers, Reggie Miller, the poor guy, suffered so long.
Well, you know, the Pacers were knocking on heaven's door
for years,
but they just never got in.
Well, the reality of it is, if you haven't seen all of the Untold series, the Malice in the Palace Untold is one of the best ones. You can watch it on your favorite streaming service. You know what it is. And that Indiana Pacers team was in the end of Reggie Miller's tenure in the NBA, and they finally built a team that was going to be able to go up against the Ben Wallace led Detroit Pistons. They played a regular season
game.
Well,
you know who built that team was that forward who used to nail those twos and threes for the Boston Celtics.
Larry Bird.
Yeah.
That Untold, check it out. It's awesome. Alice in the Palace. They suspend Steven Jackson for the rest of that season. They suspend Meta World Peace, Ron Artest, for the rest of that season. And they're derailed. That was the team that was going to be able to win the championship. And it unfortunately didn't happen for Reggie Miller. But those guys also made it to a finals and lost to the Kobe Bryant LA Lakers, if I'm not mistaken. The Hornets.
Hey, look at Charlotte Hornets. Okay. Michael Jordan just sold his interest in them. I think it was $2 or $3 billion he got for some tired ass team. Well, I mean, it's like the Orlando Magic used to be. You get free tickets. Please come. Show up. Go buy a hot dog and a damn drink.
That's never been the case for the Orlando Magic. Ever once ever. They've been supported the entire time they've been in Orlando. I'm a homer. I'm biased. Just saying.
Don't
ever
talk about the homers from now on. You understand? You're not allowed.
The Charlotte Hornets have never made it to the finals, I don't think.
And they're on Tobacco Road. Can you imagine? And one of the owners was Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Well, being an owner and being a player are two completely different things, and it rarely works out. The fact of the matter is, if you look at the history of the Charlotte Hornets, they have seemingly traded away their future so many times. Kobe Bryant to the Lakers, Alonzo Mourning to the Knicks, and Larry Johnson again to the, oh, I'm sorry, Alonzo Mourning to the Heat, and Larry Johnson to the Knicks. Every time they've had a guy who could turn that franchise around, boom, they're traded. They're talking about now the Ball kid leaving Charlotte and going somewhere else. So I don't know why the Charlotte Hornets can't seem to put anything together. It's a great place to live. And
Charlotte's great. I was up here on a production. I mean, Charlotte's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Charlotte. You know, the Queen City. You know, you think of Charlotte Flair. She grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ric Flair. And when you look at the L.A. Clippers.
That is one of those teams that moved out of San Diego. And the future does not look bright when you move from San Diego to Los Angeles. The Chargers are going to find out. The Clippers have now found out. I mean, how long? They're finally getting their own stadium. They've played in the same stadium as they've played at the Lakers stadium since they moved there.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Played in South L.A.
Yeah.
And you know how dangerous South L.A. is? Quentin Richardson, and I quote Quentin Richardson when he was playing with the Clippers, he said, "We're the only team that used to have to go to a high school gym and go in and do our shoot arounds. Then we'd come out. We had hoodlums, thugs.
Yeah.
Gangsters jumping on our cars and saying, hey, what are you doing here? You know, they had no idea that the Clippers were a basketball team in L.A. If you're not the Lakers, you don't belong in L.A.
No.
Simple.
They should send them back to San Diego. The Memphis/Vancouver Grizzlies, that was an expansion team to Vancouver. Obviously, it didn't work out. They moved to Memphis. Memphis has the makings of a team that could compete with a title, but they've got a star that can't seem to get his head out of his rear end in Ja Morant. I don't necessarily think that he...
Memphis should have been put in Nashville, not in Memphis. God was very tired when he made Memphis.
Well,
and the only people that want to live in Memphis was Jerry the King Lawler, Jimmy Hart, and Elvis. Elvis is dead. And the other two don't really matter.
Maybe they will move to Nashville. It is obviously a better city to be in. I've never been to Memphis, so I'm saying that strictly on the grounds of the fact that that's what I hear. But Beale Street.
I'm going to tell you, you remember going to Oakland?
Yes.
Times that by two.
I doubt that, seriously.
Oh, no. They close the main drag. You have to park over by the pyramid where they used to play basketball. I mean, it's dangerous. You can't go. You have to walk to Beale Street. Well, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to get mugged.
All right. Well, then I'll take your word for that, too. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they're knocking on it. They've got a team there. They've got a star there. They've got a surrounding cast there. They were almost there this year. They're on the cusp of potentially being able to win a title. So they're on the Magic and the Timberwolves right now of these teams. I feel like, other than obviously the Indiana Pacers, are the closest to being able to win a championship of all these teams we've mentioned. The next one's the New Orleans Pelicans. They drafted Zion Williamson.
What the hell? They should have made that is the worst name for a team that you could ever happen. I mean, it's like...
They should be the Jazz.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
New Orleans Jazz. I mean, they ain't no Jazz in Utah.
No. I mean, I was there. I didn't see any Jazz. And I assume that had I seen any Jazz, it wouldn't have been the best Jazz, where in New Orleans, you can hear the best Jazz. But
in the world. Yeah. I mean, the NBA doesn't really give a crap about like New Orleans or Utah and some of these. Utah should have been something more elegant.
Yeah.
They're more an elegant, you know, state, as they say. I love Utah.
Yeah.
Well, Utah's one of my favorite places to go.
We got a great
station that carries Mouthing Off in Salt Lake. And thank you so much. And we love you.
Yes.
And we love your state. But I don't like the name Utah Jazz.
I'm used to the Utah Jazz. I kind of do like the name Utah Jazz. But
well, you can't change it now.
No, I the reality of it is that when I think Jazz in basketball, I think Utah. It's just the way it is. Hey, we got to jump.
Well, you know, when they named New Orleans, it was like they were drunk.
Yeah. Well,
and they said, oh, we'll just call them Pelicans.
Well, the fact of
the
matter
is
they probably thought, well, we already came up with the perfect name, so we've got no other choice. We're going to have to come up with a ridiculous one. They went with the Pelicans.
Yeah, you could have called them the New Orleans Gamblers.
Hey, we got to jump. Ryan Blaney wins his first Cup Series race, the Cracker Barrel 400 in Nashville this week. They're in Michigan International Speedway for the Fire Keepers Casino 400. Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, William Byron, the guys to watch out for. The WWE is $2.5 billion in debt.
$3.5?
That's a lot of money. Well, the funny thing is that aren't they owned now by the guys in, is it Saudi Arabia or Qatar? One of those.
No, they're owned by Endeavor.
Yeah, which is, I think, Saudi Arabian.
They're the same guys that own UFC.
Yeah, would you like to make a wager on whether or not they're Saudi Arabian?
They're not. Yeah, I will.
Is it Qatar? Is it Saudi Arabia?
No, I'll put $100 on it.
I'm not betting. I don't know who owns it, but the fact of the matter is that they are owned by a large company that should be able to cover that $3.5 billion in debt. And this is the problem. When you start getting owned by IPOs or even private equity firms, that the money gets out of control. This needs to be a company that belongs to itself.
Jeff, that when Vince McMahon owned it, they were never in debt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It needs to be owned by somebody that takes care of the financials and makes sure they don't have to release A-Truth, Carlito, Gigi Dolan, Cora Jade, Braun Strowman, Carmella, and Dakota Kai. Those guys were all let go by the WWE.
Well, what's sad, I mean, you look at R-Truth. He was a company guy. He's been there the longest of any black wrestler in history. And they let him go. Why?
They don't have money.
I mean, look at it. I mean, it's just, you know, the wrestling business is bullshit. Because they will kill your career because they can. And that's what they're doing to people right now. Who's it gonna be? Oh, the Jabronis of the week, Jeff. This is an easy deal right here. Colorado Rockies, Mile High. They're Mile High, all right. They're 9-50. I can't believe those sons of a guns lost 50 games already. I mean, we're not even at the All-Star break.
Yeah, they're terrible, Eddie. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeffrey, I just got to tell you, you know, Liv Morgan, we were just talking about the WWE. Liv Morgan just did a big, big film in Japan, and she's everywhere. She is the best heel in the business. And I'm not kidding you. And if I was running AEW, I would steal her and make her and Charlotte Flair the first $2 million babies. They would get $1 million each per year because they're worth it. Liv Morgan can draw money. And the WWE smart, you're in debt up the ass. Well, you need to put more belts on her. You'll get out of debt.
Yeah, it's interesting. With them being in so much debt, I wonder if people don't start jumping. Is this the AEW's time to, you know, prout? Is this the AEW's time?
It's their time, Jeff. But Tony Khan won't get off his lazy ass and get clear all these jabronis he's got working around him. And bring in guys like me that have the foresight and the wisdom to take them to the promised land. Not that bull crap they're doing. AEW, it looks small, and they work small. They act small. You got to be big, and you got to be bigger than life. And that's the WWE. They're bigger than life. They're losing money.
It's bizarre they're losing money. I mean, the most recent WrestleMania was the most watched WrestleMania of all time. They're clearly not doing something right, which is probably the Bucks.
Well, it's called Jesse James hitting the box office is what it is. It's the old promoter crap. All of a sudden, they're making bank. They're selling out everywhere. How come you're not making money? Bull crap. They're going to find out something. There's money going somewhere.
Tony Khan.
Right out the door.
If you're listening, get a hold of us. We can turn you around. We can make you the prime wrestling foundation in the U.S. and globally, because this is the time to pounce on the WWE. They're $3.5 billion in debt. You cannot run a company that way.
You snooze, you lose, Tony.
Cody Rhodes is back, and Jey Uso going after John Cena and Logan Paul.
Well, that's their pray to Jesus that John Cena keeps selling out, and you have to draw money, and John Cena is putting asses in seats.
Eddie, we got to run. Tell them goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is Eddie Mansfield saying see you next week.